VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not releasing an unredacted version of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The vote is part of the legal battle over access to the Robert Mueller Russia report.
There are 24 ayes and 16 noes.
Ahead of the vote, President Trump asserted executive privilege over the report and reserved the right to block access. Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says this is an attempt by the executive branch to take power away from Congress and the American people.
We've talked for a long time about approaching a constitutional crisis. We are now in it.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says there is no constitutional crisis.
This is simply another entrance to defame the attorney general, to lower him in the eyes of the public.
Republicans on the committee say Democrats are not happy with the findings of the Mueller report. Ed Donahue, Washington.
South Korea's military says that North Korea has fired at least one unidentified projectile from the country's western area. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff had no other immediate details, and it's not clear what the North actually had fired. But some analysts have said that if the North returns to the kind of longer-range banned weapons that it tested in 2017, when many feared a Washington-Pyongyang standoff could end in war, it will be a strong sign that a frustrated North Korea is turning away from diplomacy. The new launch is the second in the last 5 days, and a possible warning the nuclear disarmament talks could be in danger. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has subpoenaed President Donald Trump's eldest son to answer questions about his 2017 testimony to the panel as part of its probe into Russian election interference. Committee has renewed interest in talking to Donald Trump Jr. after the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, told the House committee in February he briefed Trump Jr. approximately 10 times. This is VOA News. Huawei's chief financial officer intends to seek a stay of extradition proceedings, in part based on statements by President Trump about the case, which her lawyers say disqualifies the United States from pursuing the matter in Canada. Reuters' Grace Lee.
Trump told Reuters he would intervene in the U.S. case against Meng if it would help close a trade deal with China. Her lawyers say his, quote, corrosive comments about the case were evidence that it was politically motivated and that any trial against her would be tainted. Meng's high-profile case has sparked a diplomatic crisis between China and Canada, with Beijing repeatedly demanding her release. Since her arrest, Chinese police have detained two Canadian citizens in what critics have called retaliation. Meng was released from jail in December on a $7.5 million bail and has been living in her Vancouver mansion, valued at almost $4 million. It's not clear when her team might apply for the stay of the extradition hearing, which doesn't have a set date yet. She'll be in court again in September, and overall, the process could take years.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Chinese Vice Premier Liu He arrives in Washington this week for trade talks as the United States prepares to raise tariffs on Chinese goods in the middle of his visit. A notice published Wednesday from the U.S. Trade Representative's office said the U.S. will boost tariffs from 10% to 25% on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports on Friday. Late Wednesday at a rally in Florida, President Trump said China had broken the deal and would face stiff tariffs. President said they broke the deal and they can't do that, so they'll be paying.
President Xi is a friend of mine, great guy, but he's for China. I'm for the USA. I'm for the USA. So we're going to see. They come in tomorrow and whatever happens, don't worry about it. It'll all work out. You know why? It always does. Don't worry about it.
The Chinese Commerce Ministry reacted to the announced tariff increase, vowing to take necessary countermeasures if the tax is implemented. President Trump imposed new sanctions Wednesday on Iran, hours after the Iranian president said that he was pulling out of parts of the six-nation nuclear deal. Mr. Trump said in an executive order Wednesday that there will be new sanctions on Iranian metal exports, steel, aluminum, copper, iron, major sources of revenue for Iran. The president's action came after Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Wednesday that his country will suspend his compliance with the prohibitions on stockpiles of enriched uranium and heavy water that were imposed as part of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.